time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here at it once again. Another Merrimack Valley show on msonewsports.com. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's happening?
Not that much. Regular season's over.
Yep.
Right? We're in the limbo period here on Tuesday night, just waiting for some tournament brackets to come out. What's the only thing that's out at this point? Is it tennis?
Tennis and I believe rugby. Rugby and boys volleyball.
Oh, really? Yeah, the boys volleyball.
Yeah. I think they came out today.
Yep. So team tennis are out, right? Boys and girls state championships.
Yep.
Why not look at boys division one and see if we got any high seeds in there? And I don't really see any from the Merrimack Valley.
No, you get a lot of the usual. Shock to see Brookline, the number one seed.
Yeah, I know. For the ladies, you got to go to Andover, number eight. So they did get the number eight seed at 16-2. And let's see who Andover opens up with. They are waiting. No, they actually have an opponent, Franklin. And on June 4th, which is what, the Monday at 11? Is that Monday?
Sunday.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday at 11 a.m. North Andover got in there. They're playing Arlington June 1st, Thursday at Arlington at 4 o'clock. And then the number 19 seed, anyone between them, Central Catholic snuck in at 16. Who's their opening matchup against? They got Belmont, and that's on Thursday as well, June 4th at Lawrence High School. Familiar courts for those ladies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This tennis tournament's weird. Some games started today. You know, I know one of the teams I cover started Tuesday night and has to wait to find out they're an opponent. from a Sunday match.
Interesting.
So they're waiting 5 days just to find out who they play.
Oh, man, that's weird. That is weird, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the boys' division two to see if anybody catches our attention there. Not really. I don't see anyone. So, yeah, Merrimack Valley, they not known for as a tennis haven, but have some teams in there that are making ready to make their mark. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I don't think we should waste any other time because we do have a nice guest coming up.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Drake player whose team, college baseball team, is World Series bound. They have flown out across the country and they will be one of eight teams, Endicott College. And the player is Patrick Crowley from Drake It. And we will have him on after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Nick, and this is, we had the Endicott baseball love in the other show, and now we're spreading it over to the Merrimack Valley show. We're really
represent the whole area.
We're extending the legs of Endicott baseball right now because we've got Patrick Crowley on. He is a member of the World Series bound NCAA Division III tournament team. Patrick Crowley is from Drake It. Drake It, what's going on?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Good, good. So, like, bring us up to speed. I mean, our listeners, this starts on June 2nd, Friday. So that comes a day after this podcast airs. So, you know, where are you guys going? And talk about the excitement of the regionals and getting to this point.
Yeah, so it was obviously a tougher road that we anticipated in the regionals. You know, we lost the first game, but I think after that game, nobody lost any confidence. We all kind of like looked at each other and everyone was still confident knowing that we were going to win. I think it started before that in the CCC tournament where we had back-to-back walk-off wins. Both games we were losing late in the game, coming back, and just kind of shows the resiliency of the team. And that regionals, we faced a hot pitcher on Bridgewater State. It was pretty good. Kind of shut our offense down. And then we ended up losing game one. We just kind of said we're just going to take it game by game. And we had to win four in a row, which we've done many times throughout the season. So that kind of helped us. And then just one win led to another. And we started pitching better. We started swinging better. That led to four straight wins out at Bridgewater. And then this past weekend was great too. I mean, Ithaca was a great team coming in. So we knew both games were battles and, you know, everyone battled hard. It was awesome to see where we're going. So we fly out tomorrow morning early, really early, practice on tomorrow and Thursday, and then game Friday against the team that knocked us out last year, Baldwin Wall. So we're ready for it. It'll be exciting.
So basically, the Celtics should have took some pointers from you guys, right? They only got three in a row. You guys got the full four in a row to complete the deal. Just take us, you know, to the mindset of the team. That I mean, it's do or die. You know, and you got to win a lot of games in a row. You know, right away. What was the mindset of the team going into that? You had to show some serious mental toughness to get through that one.
Yeah, we kind of reminded ourselves that we were here last year at Cortland, and it was a different situation because we won the first game at Cortland, lost the second one, then had to win three in a row. We think we're in a worse spot there because we were playing Cortland twice when we had little to no pitching left. And, you know, it didn't really look too good for us. It was hot and it was a lot of kids were sick. We were on lack of sleep. We had to beat one of the better teams in the country twice. This time we had all of our pitching was available and we kind of just reminded ourselves that we'd been here before and we can do it again. And, you know, we've just kind of kept saying that we've won four games in a row so many times this year. You know, if we play our game, that we can win anything. We just kind of took a game by game. That helped us out a lot.
Nice. Patrick Crowley's here. Drake It product playing for Endicott Baseball now. Teams in the College World Series for Division III starting this weekend. Patrick, tell us about, you know, your journey with the Gulls and, you know, when you arrived and kind of like your season-by-season journey.
Yeah, so freshman year was kind of the weird year because it was 20 games, so COVID kind of knocked that out. So we only played against, I think, three conference teams throughout the year. Played Suffolk, Wentworth, and Gordon because they're split up into two pools. So that was a weird year, and we made it to the conference championship and then got shut down right before that freshman year. So going into my sophomore year, you know, we knew – we looked around and saw how great the team was. And, you know, we had a great freshman class coming in, a lot of good pitching. And we just kind of went on a run throughout that the middle of the season. I think we had a 17-game win streak last year. And that kind of set the tone. We got put into national rankings for the first time and made a good run in the regionals. And this year we had a similar season with success-wise, but this year was we weren't really as surprised as we were last year. We kind of just did our thing and just went about our business and just won games and it felt really normal to us. And that's kind of the difference between this year and last year. Just you know, we know where we're at, we know what we can do, so we just kept doing it and it felt normal.
Absolutely. Patrick, what's the competition looking like at the College World Series? You know who's going to be joining you there yet?
Yeah, so it's split up into two 14 brackets. We're playing Baldwin Wallace, I mentioned, and then on our bracket is Johns Hopkins and Misericordia. And then on the other side, it's Salisbury, Lynchburg, East Texas Baptist, and Wisconsin Lacrosse. And obviously, it's the best of the best at this time of the year and coming from all over the country. So it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. Great baseball to be a part of, that's for sure.
Yeah, you said you played Baldwin Wallace last year. That's the team that eliminated you?
Yep. Yeah. So wow. we played them in the Super Regionals at our home field. And they came in and they're both games were, I think the first game was a 2-run game, second was a 3-run game. And they're both very competitive and, you know, they're very competitive teams. So it's going to be fun that we're opening up the World Series against them, kind of knowing that we have some unfinished business to take care of. So it'll definitely be exciting.
And it looks like I'm looking at the brackets now. It's like every day there's games. And I think there's only one, it looks like one rest day, 6-6. Yep. Before the championship, which would be 6-7 and 6-8. That'll be a 2 out of 3 series. Now, do you play Baldwin Walls at a 2 out of 3 or is it one game?
It's one game. So it's basically the same way the regionals worked, where it's the four teams each play each other and then the winners play, the losers play, and the winner of the loser play. You know, it just keeps going on and on.
And I want to say, is Salisbury the defending champs or they won recently?
They won in 2021. They made it all the way to the final two last year and lost to Eastern Connecticut State.
Yeah.
But they're there. They've made it to the World Series, I think, 3 years in a row now, and kind of shows that they're a good team. They got experience. So
yeah. Fun fact, I played D3 ball myself, Patrick, at Salem State. Okay. And in 97 we played Salisbury at Cooperstown in a Hall of Fame tournament. They beat us. I think we went 2-0 that tournament. But right on that, you know, that field that like the League of Their Own was filmed on, all that. Yeah. Like that's, you know, we played on that double day field and it was a lot of fun, but good baseball down there. I mean, some of these colleges, like you mentioned, they look familiar, which means that they've been there and done that kind of thing. And now people are going to say that about Endicott. You guys have raised this program to be nationally recognized. Isn't that true?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it kind of started with the alumni behind us. Like that goes back all the way to when the program started. I mean, they kind of set a foundation, not just on the field, but off the field, kind of a team culture that just kept getting passed down. And that kind of set us up in the long run. And that helps us. Like it's just gets better and better every year for us. And, you know, we look back at them and then we know the same thing's going to happen the next year and the year after that. And, you know, in the next 10 years, they'll be looking back at, you know, same people that we're looking at. So.
Absolutely. Patrick, what is it that put you over the top this year and got you, you know, into the World Series? Was there something that you guys, you know, really improved on or just, you know, kind of a total team effort?
Yeah, I mean, we just got better at all facets. I think we had a lot of the same guys coming back as last year. And with the same guys, they just keep getting better and better. Like our top guys, our top starters, they're just getting better and better. And then we had some transfers come in, some new guys step up. And it's just like, it's just a line. Everyone just keeps stepping up, picking each other up. And that's a big thing that helped us this year is that I think we noticed it in the conference tournament too, that where one person would have a bad day, someone else would step up and have a better day for them and pick our team up and just keeps getting passed down the line, which is big. And I think just more experience too kind of helped us, you know, reach this far. Cause last year we were in that super regional and, you know, we competed very well, but you know, it's the first time anyone's been there. This year, it's just like, it was kind of second nature. We seemed like we were ready for it this year.
Yeah. Nice. Patrick, let's go back a little bit to Draket days. You know, talk about that experience and your role on that team. And actually, did you play more sports than baseball there?
Yeah, I played hockey and golf as well.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, what was baseball like for the middies, right?
Yeah, Draket middies. Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I wish we had a senior year. That whole year got canceled. And that was a tough heartbreaker there. But, you know, junior year, sophomore year, freshman year, they're great experiences. I mean, Coach Talbot's a great guy. He really set that team up well, and it was very well coached, which was really fun. And just kind of being in there every day, being on the field and playing with those guys, you know, it was fun throughout those years. And we had a good playoff run in, I think it was 2018, made it to the semifinals of the sectional tournament. And then we won one game the year after that, which would be my junior year in the playoffs. So, you know, we had some success there and it was really fun playing.
I was going to say, I think I might have covered you guys that 2018 run. You guys had a tournament win up in Gloucester, right?
Gloucester, yep.
Really
yep,
good
yep.
game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And there you go. So what's finally with Patrick Crowley here. Thanks for joining us. What is the, you know, next step for you? I mean, it's a junior year for you, right now?
Yes. Yep. So
get confused with all the COVID stuff. We get confused, but, but you have another year. What are you looking at in terms of, you know, academics and possibly the next step? Is criminal justice still the major for you?
Yeah. Criminal justice, the major. So, I think Endicott does a great job with the internship program. So we're required to do three. So I did two earlier in my college career. I did one at Draco Police, one at Lowell Police. And then I'm applying for State Police in the fall, which would be a good step. But I mean, I think I gained real good experience through those internships and the programs they have to offer here. So I think after I graduate, it'll just be a decision making what direction I want to go. If I want to go to school again or just keep applying, but I'll be taking some police exams, but that's the direction I want to go. So,
yeah. And just, you know, you gotta, no one's above the law, like your Drake and buddies, right? Yeah. You get pulled over speeding.
Oh yeah.
Patrick's sitting there. Sorry. Yeah. That's a ticket. do you think, well, you said State Police though, right? So, yeah. Is the ultimate goal, State Police the ultimate goal?
Yeah. I'm not really sure yet. I mean, I want to get into that internship and, just see how that one's like and, you know, make decisions here, but still got some time.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us in the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. You guys, you got plenty of things to do. And number one is getting rest for your early morning flight.
Yeah,
so that's right. Best of luck to the Gulls and yourself.
And, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, have a good one.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Donna Catherine Nakuku, finishing out the show. The last segment usually means we go with our top moments of the week. Nick, you got one in North Andover.
Yeah, we got a state titleist here in North Andover. The boys track team came away with a dominant win at the Division II meet at Merrimack College. 124 points, far out distancing number two Hopkinton, 79 points, according to Dave Willis of the Eagle Tribune. Ryan Connolly, the star, with a win in the mile. They also got teammate Camden Ryland only two spots behind him in third. So yeah, they're picking up over 10 points alone in one event, which is pretty legit. But yeah, they absolutely dominated that event. No, Connolly also won the 800 meter because they split these up in two different days. So, you see these double championships now. So, no doubt about it, North Andover blew away the field, boys track.
That is absolutely huge. And speaking of a state championship in track, Bill Ricca won the girls track team, track state title for Division III. Anna Milkinney. McElhaney, I'm probably butchering that a little bit, and Ryan Leslie both had a pair of long-distance wins there for Bill Ricca. Day two, Division III Outdoor Track and Field Championships. It was at Fitchburg State. Yours was at Fitchburg State too, right? They were all there, right?
Merrimack.
Oh, okay.
They're different. Yeah, and there was some at Notre Dame Hingham as well. I know the lower divisions. Yeah.
Mick Hellini, I'm trying to take a great shot at that name. Mick Hellini won the mile in 5.01.94 for Borica. Girl, and like we said, her girls team won the state championship. And it wasn't even close. Westfield's Megan Morgan finished 5.04.87, so comfortable win there. And actually, Bill Rick and teammate Gianna McCowan rounded out a strong top five, and she was fifth in 5.13.25, pretty good. Bill Rick overall, I'm quoting the Low Sun here, 77 points. Second place Mansfield at 61. Third place was Milton. Marked the Billerica girls' first D3 outdoor championship after winning the indoor title over the winter. What a run.
Boom.
Yeah.
So Merrimack Valley is a track hotbed too.
Right.
not just basketball, baseball, softball. We can add suddenly track to that mix.
Leslie Ryan had a good day for the boys. He took first in the mile, winning in 4:19.18. Let's see what the boys have the over. The boys finished 13th overall, but a great day for Leslie. So earlier it sounded like I meant, both of those kids helped the girls, because Ryan could be a girl's name, right? It turned out to be Anna winning for the girls and Ryan winning for the boys. So great day in the mile for Billerica, a sweep. And then the girls' state title overall. Unbelievable day for the Billerica teams. All right, cool. So that's our top moments for the week. We are good for another show. This is the time. We'll be totally embedded into tournament action by this time next week. We'll have a lot to discuss, so stay with us. MSOsports.com. All good, Nick?
All good.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Have a good one.